Hi everybody, I'm Mark Amadeo, Principal of the Amadeo Law Firm. Welcome to our first vlog of 2020. Now we took a bit of a hiatus from vlogging at the end of last year, but we're back now. So today we're going to have a short vlog on changes that the SBA made late last year in mid-December and that became effective January 6th. Now the changes that we're talking about are to how a business's size is calculated for purposes of meeting small business size standards. Now, because the SBA made the changes late in the year, they may have been easy to miss or overlook. So we're going to go and touch on them very briefly now. So first off, for folks that may not be familiar with size standards, for purposes of determining a business's eligibility for federal small business set-aside contracts and task orders, well, naturally, a business has to qualify as a small business. And in particular, it must qualify as small under the SBA's rules, which cover small business federal contracts. Now, under the SBA's rules, depending on the industry classification that the business will be working under, the standard for determining if a business is small will be based on one of two measurements, either the number of employees that a business has or the amount of annual revenues that the business generates. Now, the changes that the SBA made in December is related to that second measurement. And specifically, the SBA's changes affect how a business calculates its annual revenues. Now, one quick note here, the SBA uses the term annual receipts, but the term receipts is defined to mean all revenues. And since revenues is a more commonly used business term, we're going to stick with that in this vlog. So in today's vlog, we're going to go over four things that contractors should know about the SBA's changes to the revenue-based size standards. So the first thing that contractors should know is that under the SBA's changes, a company's annual revenue will be calculated by averaging the annual revenues for the last completed 5 years. So before the December 2019 change, a company's annual revenue for size standard purposes was determined by using a 3-year averaging period. Well now, under the change rules, after a transition period, which we'll talk about in a minute, firms that have been around at least 5 years will use a 5-year averaging period. And if a firm has not been around for 5 years, well, it can just use the average annual revenue for the period that it has been in existence. Now, the main reason for going from a 3-year to a 5-year averaging period is to give growing businesses a longer runway to make use of the small business programs. And this will be especially helpful to businesses that may experience a one-off revenue spike that might otherwise kick them out of the small business universe. An easy way to see how this change helps a business with a more typical natural growth pattern is taking a business that, for example, earns $1 million in year 1, $2 million in year 2, $3 million in year 3, and so forth. Well, under that example, in year 5, the average annual revenue will be $3 million under the new rule, but will be $4 million under the old rule. The second thing the contractor should know is that the change in the averaging period applies to companies in both service and non-service-based industries. So without getting too far in the weeds, the law that authorized the SBA to make a change in how business size is calculated allowed the SBA to use a 5-year averaging period for businesses in service industries and an averaging period of at least 3 years for other businesses. And in its proposed rule, the SBA asked for comments on whether the 5-year averaging period should apply to all revenue-based size standards or only to revenue-based size standards for service industries. Well, at the end of the day, the SBA agreed with comments that said that different calculation methods for determining average revenue would not only cause confusion, but could lead to a situation in which the same company might be small while working under one industry category or NAICS code, and not small while working under another industry category or NAICS code. So, the 5-year averaging period applies to all industries that are subject to a revenue-based size standard. The third thing that contractors should know is that under the SBA's revised rules, the revenue from a business division that is acquired or sold during the averaging period will account for the years that it is part of the business. Now, there was a question whether the revenue from a business division that is sold or acquired during the five-year averaging period should be counted and how. Now, in the change rules, the SBA clarified that the revenues of a business will not be adjusted when the business sells or acquires a segregable business division during the applicable averaging period. So what does this mean that the revenues will not be adjusted? Well, it means that if, for example, a division is sold during the five-year averaging period, say the beginning of year three, well, in year five, for purposes of calculating the five-year average revenue, a business doesn't get to remove the revenues of that business division from years one and two when it was still part of the business, just because in year five, it is no longer part of the business. So the business's revenues for years one and two will not be adjusted downward. At the same time, if a business division is acquired during the averaging period, the revenues that were earned by that division before the date it was acquired will not be counted. So if a business division is acquired, for example, again at the beginning of year three, well, in year five, a business doesn't have to adjust its revenues for years one and two to include the business revenues of that division when it was part of another business. The fourth thing that contractors should know is that during a transition period, businesses can choose to use either the three-year averaging period or the five-year averaging period. So, from January 6, 2020, the date that the SBA's changes became effective, until January 6, 2022, a business can still use the old three-year averaging period when it counts its annual revenues if it wants to, or it can use the five-year averaging period. Now, after January 6, 2022, all businesses will have to use the five-year averaging period to calculate annual revenue for purposes of revenue-based size standards. So to sum up, the four things that contractors should know about the SBA's recent changes to the revenue-based size standards are: one, annual revenue will be calculated by averaging the annual revenues for the last completed 5 years. Number two, the change in the averaging period applies to companies in both service and non-service-based industries. Number three, revenue from a business division that is acquired or sold during the averaging period will count for the years that it is part of the business. And number four, during a transition period, businesses can choose to use either the three-year averaging period or the five-year averaging period. Well, thanks for joining us, and we hope you come back for future episodes of the GovConf video blog.